This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Mike Kimber from the Mount Edgecombe High School wrestling program. Mike is the head coach there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, I understand you're about halfway through the wrestling season. You're here alone today, and I understand the kids are really busy this time of the year.
Very busy. The kids I had intended to bring in this morning called me up about 9:30 last night and said, hey, we got to take the work keys test, and education is always more important than sports and other activities, so we had to take care of that this morning.
All right, well, that's fine. Let's talk about the program and talk a lot about the kids here. I understand you recently went to the ACS tournament up in Anchorage. Tell us about that.
Well, ACS is the largest tournament in the state for small schools. It's only small schools. It's actually larger than the state wrestling tournament. We had a great tournament. We had finished seventh. We had Paul Johansson won at 220 pounds. Frank Hogendorn finished sixth at 145 pounds. Trevor Creed finished sixth at 120 pounds, and Deidre Creed finished fourth at 98 pounds.
All right, and how you're halfway through the season, Mike, and how are the kids faring? Have you had any injuries or major things that are affected the team?
Almost definitely. Last weekend, Tesfaye Herman, our 170 pounder, tore his meniscus, and he's in Anchorage this week getting surgery, so he'll be done for the season. And we had quite a bit of a scary moment when Deidre Creed, our 98-pounder, was picked up off the ground and returned to the mat in a slam in her head, and she hit her forehead and bent backwards, and actually her feet and her head touched at the same time. And for a moment there, we thought her back was broken, but it ended up just being a severe sprain.
All right. Well, hopefully they'll recover and be back on the mat as soon as possible. The one guy is not going to make it back during the season.
I doubt Tesfaye would make it back. That's usually a 6 to 8 week to return to play, and we've got about four and a half, 5 weeks left of the season.
All right. Well, it's next guy or gal up, so I understand you have a pretty big turnout for the program this year.
Yeah, we did. We started with a little over 80, and we're down to right around 64, 65 kids right now. And we have about 20 girls, and the rest are boys.
You know, Mike, I've been around the programs with my kid in the Sitka program for a while, and seeing, living here for such a long period of time. And I have to admit, I've never seen a coach get so many people, kids, out for wrestling. I mean, you consistently have around the 60 wrestler mark, isn't that correct?
Oh, well, that's about right for the last five, six years.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the psyche of the kids who want to come out for wrestling.
Well, you know, I go out to every kid on campus and I tell them, you know, I really need you to wrestle. I really need you to wrestle. The wrestling team needs you. It doesn't matter if I have 870 pounders. I still need a ninth one. And then the next part is that our kids are generally risk takers. They've already taken a risk to come to Mount Edgecombe. And getting them to take another positive risk is really not that great of a step to really get them to do that. So it's really being a risk taker, taking a calculated risk.
Right. I mean, I know wrestling is a lot of hard work. The practice times are long and grueling. But you see smiles on those kids' face. Camaraderie a big thing for the kids in this team?
Oh, it's huge. You know, every year we have to build a family. And we started out, and this is an example of this. We went to Petersburg for our first tournament, and 14 kids showed up, and every kid had a different sweatshirt, a different shorts. Only two of the kids showed up with Mount Edgecombe gear, and I said, man, we look like scrubs. And as the week's gone by, we've gotten closer and closer, and we're looking more similar. We're wearing the same shirts. We're wearing the same shorts. It's starting to look good. It's starting to look like a team and
That's
a family.
Great. Any problem keeping these kids in their classes and keeping their grades up? What do you have to do for that?
Well, you know, I really value education, and so we talk about our grades and our academic performance a lot. You know, I volunteer if a kid's having time. You know, go ahead, take the first half hour of practice, go see a teacher. That's more important than this right now. So there's a lot of talk about education and the value of education in our team.
What's up next for the kids?
We are headed to Craig on Friday morning for a tournament on Friday and Saturday.
I understand there's an interesting dynamic with the gender on the team. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a weekend where we're going to take 10 girls and 4 boys to a tournament. Part of that is that I have a proposal in front of the OSA board right now to make girls official season for 5 years, to make it an exhibition season, and then work into making an officially sanctioned sport. And one of the things we need to do to those people is on that board is prove that it's viable to have girls wrestling and have an entire team of girls out.
Groundbreaking stuff, Mike. Good luck on that. Hey, where's Regions at this year?
Regions will be in our gym at Mount Edgecombe again. It was moved at the last minute last spring. It was supposed to be in Hoonah, and Hoonah decided they couldn't host it, so we're hosting it this year.
And what's your goal for this year?
Our goal is always to win the regional tournament.
And who's your competition?
I would have to say Craig right now. Last 2 weekends ago, we were in Wrangell, and we were leading the tournament all the way through into the finals, and Craig snatched the victory away from us by 5 points in the finals. So I would have to say right now, Craig is the team to beat.
Yeah, give me a rundown on a couple of your top performers so we know who to look at.
Well, we have Paul Johansson. Paul Johansson's a junior, and he's 220 pounds. This is his third year wrestling 220 pounds. He is a 2-time state runner-up. We have Franklin Hogendorn at 145 pounds. He was a region runner-up last year, and he placed 6th at ACS last weekend. We have Trevor Creed at 120 pounds. He's a senior. He was 5th at 113 pounds last year, and he finished 6th this weekend. And then we have Dee Dee Creed, who's a 98-pound wrestler, and she was 5th last year. She was the first girl to place in the small school state tournament in over a decade. So that was a big deal there. And then we have a couple of young guys, Devon Peter, who's wrestling 170 pounds. He's pretty exciting to watch. We have a few tough kids at every weight class, I think.
Well, great. Good luck to you, Mike. I know you've had a lot of success in your 11 years with the program. I think 4 regional championships and top 10 in the state for 11 years running, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good chance of being successful again this year. Hey, we're out of time, so I'd like to thank Mike Kimber from the Mount Edgecombe High School wrestling program. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support your high school sports and activities.